How has our world changed after 1 year of a pandemic? Most of us agree that there'll be a new normal, but what does that look like? Who or what is driving that change, and what does it mean for local marketing trends? In this episode, we'll tackle those questions and more.
Welcome to the Local Marketing Trends Podcast, bringing you unique insights on the ever-changing world of local marketing from two of the industry's brightest analysts and forecasters, Corey Elliott and Gordon Burrell. Today's podcast is sponsored by AffinityX, the best and largest creator and executor of digital advertising solutions for leading ad agencies nationwide. And by The Media Audit, the most comprehensive local syndicated audience measurement in the country. And now, here are your hosts, Corey and Gordon.
Welcome to the Local Marketing Trends Podcast. I am Corey Elliott, half of the hosting team, and the other half, my better half, my schnookums, Mr. Gordon Burrell.
Schnookums, that's a new one.
Yeah.
Thanks, Corey. Glad to be here.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. And I'm really interested in this particular podcast because so many things have changed and so many people have misconceptions about what changed.
Yeah.
So we got some cool things to talk about. And I do want to get to retail sales because you and I talked about this phenomenal, very short V that occurred last year and then disappeared all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's amazing what happened in retail sales over the over 2020. It's different than what most people think, I believe.
Yeah, but it was just such a bizarre year. There were so many weird little things. It'll probably take another 5 or 10 years, you know, until the kids of today, you know, get a little bit older and remember it like we might remember the 80s or something, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I think, Ken dolls, you know, Ken and Barbie.
Yeah.
Ken turned 60 last week.
What? Did he? he's getting his AARP.
Yeah, you buy magazine. Him now. He's got a pot belly and a bald head.
Yeah.
And Beanie Babies, you probably remember Beanie Babies. You probably had 20 Beanie Babies.
Sure.
Well, they've given way to Squishmallows. That became big last year. If you don't know what Squishmallows are.
Squishmallows are.
They're the same thing as kind of like Beanie Babies. They're these brightly colored plush huggables, I guess. So that changed. And then, down in Alabama, you see that where they had banned yoga in the schools. They don't know what the hell yoga was.
Right,
some type of communist thing, right?
Sure.
So they finally lifted the ban last year, I guess, when they were doing, the tele-education, right, via
right.
Zoom. All the teachers were recognizing all these kids sitting there in the lotus position or something. But Alabama finally lifted their ban on yoga. So that was a big hallmark of last year.
And then namaste.
Yeah. And then things, there were a lot of interesting advertising, marketing related things, sort of rapid fire. All these sports contracts, you know, for the big sports programs were renewed. It was CBS kept the AFC conferences Sunday afternoon. Fox, the NFC, Sunday afternoon, NBC, Sunday evening telecast, ESPN, Monday Night Football. But there was a key to it. I think there was another one with MLB said that YouTube had the rights to global live baseball broadcast. So that's kind of weird. But get this. On all those, you go, oh, well, things are back to normal. Things are going to remain normal. We're going to watch, you know, Monday Night Football on ESPN and NFC stuff on Sundays and Fox. But there was one little clause in the contract, and it was key to all the deals that the TV networks, they remain the rights to air games simultaneously on their respective streaming platforms. Not exclusive.
Wow.
So, you know, there goes broadcast TV, you know, to some extent, at least local. That really, really
there's a lot of there's a lot of thought that was the last bastion, right? I mean, when live sports could come, direct or on digital or, you know, streaming, then, ooh, that's going to take a chunk out of linear TV.
Yeah. So you look at TV and you look at sports, you know, that's a big driver of watching the big networks.
Absolutely.
The big four. And then the other things like, you know, events. These award shows. So we usually, you know, sit around in January and February and watch the Grammys and Emmys and, you know, whatever else comes on, Golden Globes and everything. But the Grammys on CBS this year had 9.2 million viewers. So what? That's 51% less than the year before. And get this. So they had half of the audience. they had the same number of commercials and made the same amount of money. So some of them advertisers are going to be going, what? You know, wait a minute here. We had half as much audience. So there were, I think, some seminal things that occurred last year that really moved trajectories very different. And then we have this thing with retail sales that was like,
yeah, and it's just fascinating when you start to get into it. So let me throw some numbers at you, and you're going to hear me click around a little bit because we're doing this live. So retail sales overall, 2020 over 2019, up 3.4%. That's including auto dealers. If I take those out, it's up 4.1%. And there were some real winners from 2020 over 2019. And that includes, I'll start with a couple of them here. Garden equipment supplies, they were up 14%. Sporting goods stores up 17%. Beer, wine, and liquor stores up 18%.
Yeah, I'm participating in that.
Yeah. You know, I think you're solely driving it. But yeah. Do you realize what the number one kind of business was that was up 25%?
How does Lysol categorize? What are they? Retail home cleaning products?
How would you buy that?
Grocery store, pharmacy.
It's electronic shopping and mail order houses, non-store retail.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think Bezos picked up another, $10 billion
exactly.
in wealth last year.
But what hurt last year? So I want you to picture yourself in 1984 inside your favorite shopping mall, okay? There you are. You're looking around. You have a full set of hair, right? You're looking around at the stores. I'm going to name the stores that really hurt in 2020. Department stores, women's clothing stores, shoe stores, clothing stores, gift stores, book stores, all these things were down over 28% in 2020.
Yeah, okay. I get it. So maybe we'll talk about this after the break, but one thing that really sticks out is that chart that we showed in a webinar last week that showed this just very brief V that was where retail sales went down for basically 2 months and then went way the hell up. So yeah, there were a number of stores that hurt last year, but I think it pertained to where it relates to this audience is down at the local level. You have a lot of advertisers hand-wringing, a lot of businesses hand-wringing, saying, oh, nobody's buying this, nobody's buying that. And the fact is, we hit record retail sales by the early part of last summer, and mm-hmm. it was back. And everybody's going, what are we supposed to do? Well, get the hell out there and sell stuff, find new ways to sell stuff. And, I know it was difficult. I don't want to belittle that, but it is just remarkable to me. If you look at GDP growth during the recession, and it was negative, a very small amount at the end of 2008. The big hit was in 2009, minus 2.7% GDP for the United States. And then by 2010, it was back at 2.53%, which is pretty normal growth. In 2019, it was 2.13, so a little low. And then 2020, it was 2.46. I mean, it was just really strong. It was a little below the worldwide average, but it was strong. And in 2021, I think, is going to be fantastic.
I think there's one thing that drives all of this, but let's get to that after a word from our sponsors.
Affinity X is a trusted partner among leading digital marketing agencies. They can help you retain and grow your customer base with a complete product and service solution. Turn fixed costs into variable cost with a trusted outsourced partner. Scale your business with quicker turn times and flawless delivery. Reduced costs and improve margins. Affinity X is unmatched in experience, solutions, and technology that drives results. They can help your agency thrive in the increasingly competitive digital marketing landscape. Visit them at affinityx.com to learn more. Celebrating 50 years of experience, the Media Audit provides advertisers, agencies, and media companies with consumer insights in more than 80 markets. The Media Audit provides you with an edge in a highly competitive marketplace, helping you quantify customer trends by tying them to what's happening in your market. Learn more and schedule a demo. Visit themediaaudit.com. That's themediaaudit.com.
Okay, we're back. So, Corey, the narrative, I think, that a lot of advertisers felt in 2020 that they heard was that, well, we hunkered down and we cut out TV. And there's lots of data on this, actually. And so there's proof. You cut out TV, you stop newspapers, you stop radio, you stop direct mail. The business still rolls in. What? And so the narrative is you don't need anything but social media.
Yeah, because that's all I was doing in 2020. And look, I'm still making money.
Yeah. So it's, to me, it's going to be a lot more difficult for people who are selling advertising or representing advertising, ad agencies and media companies, to work against that narrative. It's like working against the narrative they've been working against for years, and that is nobody watches TV anymore, nobody reads newspapers, nobody's listening to radio, et cetera. Now they have to work doubly harder to say, well, okay, yeah, we understand that you did social media and it worked for you. However, there is this new initiative coming into 2021 that we picked up on that, okay, it's not about retaining customers, it's about what?
Acquiring them.
Yeah. So talk about that. Tell me what your thoughts are.
Yeah. So we asked in our recent survey, we asked, okay, what are you going to focus on? You're going to focus more on acquiring or retaining? And back in 2020, it was all about retaining. That's what forced them, and not forced them. That's how they chose to really concentrate on social media and maybe email lists, things that they were, you know, listening or talking to their own customers. Well, now it's all about acquiring. They understand that they can't float their business forever, so they got to acquire. Here's what I'm scared of, is they got into a mindset, into a pattern of just doing email and just doing social media and seeing dollars starting to come back. Why wouldn't I just keep doing that?
Yeah. And I think what would help is, I think we posted some charts out in LinkedIn, and we have a Pinterest board and local media or media trends or something like that, where we're posting some of these things. I think it'd be helpful to show these to advertisers to say, look, there's one in particular. Well, there's the retail recession one. I think it's headlined 2020 retail recession lasted 2 months. It was over. It was over at the beginning of last summer. Get with it. You know, slap them upside the head with that. The other one, Corey, is that we did this survey of several hundred master marketers. Mm-hmm. I think it was 300 or 400 of them, and how they differed from novices. And one of the key things was they used a lot more marketing, a lot more forms of marketing they engaged. Plus, they also felt, and this is the chart, that the effectiveness of every form of marketing they used, every single one of them, I think there were like 18 or 19 of them, was higher. That they rated it higher than the novices, which is to just say this, look, if you want to be a marketing master and really know, then follow what they do. You've got to advertise more. You've got to push messages out on a more, you know, regular basis, use many different forms of media. And yes, while that might serve my interest as a seller or as an ad agency, it really serves your interest because you told me you wanted to acquire new customers, not just hit the echo chamber of social media and email and things like that. Your same customers, well, this is how you do it. You've got to advertise in mass media and stuff that sort of broadens your reach.
I think that, and I think appreciating what happened to the consumers in 2020 and how they changed how they were buying things. And that's what I meant before the break, was the key to all of this is consumerism. How does a consumer decide to buy anything? And I think that kind of that consumer pattern got a jolt in 2020. It's nothing new, but online shopping got a jolt in the arm, right? Heck, in the past year, my wife and I discovered the pleasures of Instacart, and we're going to continue as things open up. This is all to say something pretty important. We all know that consumer is in charge, right? That shift happened with news consumption a long time ago, online information consumption. Now I think we are experiencing maybe not a revolution, but certainly a tilt in the goods and services consumption. So, you know, what does that all mean? I think the consumer funnel got adjusted or jostled, and people are still moving through it, but they're starting to open different doors in order to go through it. And I think that means thinking about the role of local marketing needs to change. Nobody controls that communication anymore. Agencies don't, media companies don't. Don Draper is dead because the consumer is in control now, and they have altered the way they do things. And it's not just social media. It's not just email anymore that can get a hold of them.
I disagree, and I'll tell you why. Don Draper's not dead. He just ain't serving those SMBs that want to do social media. He's walking out of the room, lighting up a cigarette, saying, good luck with that strategy. And he's right. So the difficult thing for a lot of media companies, ad agencies, and marketers is that you can, to some extent, prove, that's too strong a word, but you can prove results with all the measurability statistics that come with digital media. It's much harder to prove with other forms of media.
Sure.
Other forms of media are soft. So you put a billboard out there on the highway that says Pizza Hut, you know, call this number. And, you know, when the person calls or goes into the Pizza Hut location or the restaurant or whatever's advertised, you know, and somebody says, how'd you hear about us? They're not likely to say the billboard, you know, likely to say the last thing they saw. Maybe it was a coupon that came in the mail, or maybe something they saw online because they went to Google, you know, the number of somebody else and they saw Pizza Hut pop out, another restaurant. So it's like, oh, Google search. Where does the credit go, you know, to the mass media, which is not at the lower end of the funnel and the last thing in the consumer's mind, you know, when they make the call. So there's some false attribution that goes on. And I do think, in defense of Don Draper, there is a great deal of creativity that is needed to rise above all of the noise. And that was what an agency creative person really did, was to say, we will craft a message, you know, for your cigarettes that will get you above all of this noise about how cigarettes are, you know, bad for you, et cetera. And it's going to say, you know, L&M or whatever the cigarette brand was, Camel, whatever, it's toasted. You know, it's like they toast their tobacco. It was just like, wow, what, you know, or plop, plop, fizz, fizz, or, you know, all those things that kind of, where's the beef? Really creative things that just kind of caught on and in their own time went viral. What are you doing to go viral? Are you just posting your crap on Facebook and hoping, you know, a lot of people will like it? No, there's a great level of creativity that advertisers need to buy into.
I agree. And when my Don Draper is dead comment,
don't defend yourself. I mean, don't cave. Defend yourself, you fool. Come on, no, you know what, right. I know it's difficult.
No, right. Creativity and the creative element, oh, we've talked about that before, is absolutely key and is a must-have and will never go away. That's one thing that can be delivered. What I was talking more about was understanding how powerful the consumer is now. That just a catchphrase, it's toasted, is kind of archaic without understanding how a consumer goes about their journey to buying a pack of cigarettes.
Well, just begrudgingly, I'll agree with that. It just
well,
doesn't
there
feel
you go.
Right to agree
well, then,
with you.
Then if you agree with me, we're going to end this podcast on that note.
I agree.
All right. I got to get to my yoga class anyway.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Corey. Until next time, see you later.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Local Marketing Trends Podcast, sponsored by Affinity X and the Media Audit. If you have submissions or ideas for future shows, or if you'd like to be a guest, email the hosts at podcast@burrellassociates.com. Thanks for listening. And remember, market well.